Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Kraddick in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Kraddick in the
Morning. Feeling a little nervous, Kelly Raspberry?
A little bit. I don't know if this is a good surprise or a bad surprise. And all I know is I'm very unprepared because I don't know who's on the phone.
I know. So first, JC gets a big surprise last week from someone he loves.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then Kelly's getting one today.
So where's your surprise?
The good thing is right. That means Al and I are next. Hopefully.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Kelly, are you ready?
J-Lo's going to be here.
We should have done like a week of surprises. We'll do that in the fall book.
Yeah, we'll think about that later. Because these are tough to start. Mystery guest, please say hello to Kelly Raspberry.
Hi, Kelly. I'm sorry, I'm not One Direction.
It's not One Direction.
I asked you if it was Gabe, and you said no. You lied. You lied to me.
Gabe Saporta from Cobra Starship on the phone.
Gabe Saporta on the phone.
What up, guys? I miss you guys so much. How you doing?
I miss your face.
What are you doing? Where is Cobra Starship? What is going
on? That's why he's calling, Kelly.
It's been too long.
I know. It's been way too long, but I'm so glad that I get to premiere this song with you guys this morning.
Yeah, so you're...
Do you know we have a new song out, Kelly?
Do what now? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You know we have a new song out?
No, I haven't heard it. What?
With Iconopop.
It's coming out right now, this morning.
Well, no, I did not know that.
Kelly, he's giving you the honors of debuting the new song, Never Been in Love.
Oh, you've never been in love, Gabe. That hurts.
Well, the actual full lyric is, I know now I've never been in love before.
Yeah, but Gabe, you wanted to world premiere it with us because Kelly Raspberry is the best.
Well, yeah, it was actually, you know, I wrote it years ago when I first met Kelly, but I thought it would be weird for me to put it out back then because it didn't fit with my bad boy image.
Right.
that's very nice of him to actually give us the opportunity on the phone to premiere, to debut this song.
I know. So that means...
Well, I just wanted to have the opportunity.
Oh, Gabe Saporta is in studio.
That's okay. Kind of what we wanted. Yay.
Hang up, Gabe. Yeah, we don't need that.
She had no idea. Yay.
I'm going to kill everybody.
Gabe was on the phone, but he was also here and just walked in to surprise Kelly.
I'm so mad.
What's up?
Roll with it,
Did
Kelly.
You see Kelly Raspberry's face, Gabe?
Oh my
I thought
God.
You were going to run out of here.
So loud. I think I broke an eardrum.
Okay.
Oh, that was awesome.
Kelly,
go with it.
What a way to wake
How
up.
How are That's you, Gabe?
Oh, gosh.
Kelly's crying.
Forever.
She screams and says, I wish I'd got a spray tan.
I can't. I'm so mad. Why didn't anybody tell me to make sure I look good this morning?
Well, we did. Kelly, you look awesome.
You look amazing. Are you kidding me? Look at you.
So when Mike Easterling called me, emailed me a couple of weeks ago, he said, would you like to have Gabe in studio? I said, yeah, but let's make this a surprise for Kelly.
I'm going to kill you, Al.
And so
we did.
I would have gotten a weave. I would have gotten a spray tan.
You look fine.
I would have lifted some weights.
You know, actually, when you had her dress on today, and sometimes, you know, she wore a dress, sometimes she doesn't. And
no,
so I'm like, does she know? I'm thinking in my head, you knew some kind of way.
Well, we have a TV show we filmed.
Well, I know, but you don't wear a dress every single day.
Kelly,
so.
This is the thing. This is the lesson. You always got to be ready. You know, it's a Friday night. You always got to be ready.
So how are you, Gabe?
Oh, great.
How are
you?
Are you happy?
I'm very happy, yeah.
Okay.
Happy with what?
Gabe, you got married like a year ago or something, right?
I got married a year ago.
Yeah. Kelly's, I think, still
Have you already had the
one-year
anniversary?
Just had the one-year anniversary.
So you made it.
I made it.
You made it. But he's out of the area code, so it's fine. Can you describe the first time you met us, Gabe?
Oh, man. I remember, I think, we were up at the W Hotel, right?
Yeah.
It was a very wild night.
That was fun.
Then wow.
All three of us locked eyes.
That's what it was.
Why are you trying to hijack Kelly's man?
Part of it, JC. I don't remember meeting you. I just remember meeting Kelly.
Oh, we met Gabe.
JC was there.
I was there. Remember?
Yeah.
No, what is you have... It's like you kind of went away for a while. I know you had to get married and do personal stuff, but what... I was almost afraid that Cobra Starship wasn't going to be together anymore. Was there talk of that, or...?
Well, you know, I think a couple of things just coincided. I think the main thing, obviously, is that I got married.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a lot of friends in bands that got married, and they're like, oh, cool wedding, bro. I'm going to go back on tour. Like,
yeah.
So I really wanted to just, like, take the time to get married, build a good foundation. And I think a lot of people will be surprised to know, like, you know, we didn't live together until we were married.
Oh,
so
wow.
We had to move in together, do the whole thing.
Yeah. Did you hate it afterwards when you moved in together?
It was really tough. I kind of...
It's a big adjustment.
I like having my own space. I'm
right.
My own space. So, but, you know, I go into my man cave and, you know, I'm cool.
Yeah, but I have to think there is a lot that comes with that, especially when you're on the road all the time. So you've kind of built your relationship around probably not getting to see each other as much as you would like. And then taking time off, you're probably around each other a lot.
Right, exactly.
Which can be good, but you can also learn a lot about the person.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I think for me, I'm so just OCD that, like, I have to have everything in its place, you know, and I think that's always a challenge when you live with someone.
Yeah. Is she in the business in any facet?
His wife is very famous.
Not even a little bit.
She's a fashion designer, Erin Featherston.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah,
and I have one.
Right.
I have one of her dresses.
Oh, you do? Oh.
I scrimped and saved.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
She ain't cheap.
So you done good. All right. Good job, bro.
Yeah.
So tell me about this. How'd you get together with Icona Pop? You just hit them up and said, hey, I need to...
No, you know, we did a remix for them when I Don't Care came out like 2 years ago. And it was actually one of the official remixes on the release. And they hit us up. They liked the remix so much they wanted the part so they could perform it live. So when they were on tour with Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry, they were performing our version of the song live.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
And this song that you're about to play, Never Been In Love, never been heard before.
Never been heard before. I mean, it just came out last night on iTunes, so kids are freaking out, but it hasn't been on the radio or anything. So
that's awesome. Right now, yeah. See, we were at One Direction.
Yeah. They were backstage jamming out to our song.
They were, I bet. Yeah.
So I would have ordered it, but I missed the memo on that.
This is so cool. We get the world premiere, Gabe.
Well, I really appreciate it, guys. It's great to be back here.
Well, go ahead and introduce your song and give us the world premiere. The mic is yours, Gabe.
This is Cobra Starship featuring Icona Pop, the world premiere of Never Been In Love.
Here. Let's hit it, Shannon.
Fire and magic.
man. That's a jam.
There's a world premiere, Never Been in Love, Cobra Starship, and Icona Pop.
I'll have that memorized by tomorrow.
Yeah, you will.
Well, you know what? The video that we were showing on Kid TV makes it easy. Got the lyrics. You're looking out for us karaoke people. That's awesome, dude.
We have Gabe Saporta in studio from Cobra Starship. Just world premiere of the video. I didn't see where I'm supposed to rap in the song, Gabe.
Well, we have actually extended version which has the break for your raps in it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have to rap in Spanish, though, too. Bro.
Oh, yeah, I can. Yeah.
Added pressure.
Wow, that's amazing. You guys just play the whole song, man. That's really cool.
And
no problem,
anything,
man.
Anything for you. What else do you like?
I'm so glad you're happy.
Hey,
you give us a world premiere. We're going to world premiere, right?
That's amazing. I think I remember the first time I was on here, like before we even had the Good Girls hit, when we were just a small band touring. You guys came. You guys played like 10 seconds of one of our songs before.
Yeah, we gave you a whole 10?
Well, it was. I mean, you know, we were nobody back then. It was really cool you guys did that. It was like the first time we were on the radio.
You're not nobody now. I tried to book you for Kelly's birthday.
It was busy then.
Woo! Yeah. You ain't nobody now, cuz.
He wanted to.
He was
busy.
I was busy trying to get this out so I could get here.
Yeah.
With something to say. I didn't want to be like, hey, what's up? You know, I'm coming out with a song soon. Yeah.
Is the song it for now? Is this just a precursor for like something big?
It's a precursor for the album. You know, we were working on the album, and sometimes a song just comes together quickly. Everyone gets excited about it. Like,
that's a jam.
Go ahead and put it out.
That's a jam right there. Yeah.
Thank you.
You watched the VMAs last night?
No, because I was flying to get here to be with you guys, so I hope you guys can catch me up on what I missed.
Nothing.
Well,
not a whole lot.
Was it torque
Beyonce
VMAs?
Beyonce performed for about 45 minutes.
No, she did a montage.
It was like 15.
She got the video, the Vanguard Award, you know, just for like the lifetime achievement, basically. Yeah. And that was great. Nicki Minaj is...
Her butt's still big.
She's,
We're debating
you know.
If it's real or not.
Yeah, what do you think about Nicki's butt?
Well, they're real butt implants. I mean, yeah.
You
think
so?
You think
so, too? I completely agree. That's what I was thinking.
So I saw the Anaconda video, and I was like, they kind of
I've seen girls, when growing up, that look like that, put together just like that, with a small waist and a big, huge butt.
I just don't understand how everything
I've
about you would be thin except for that, you know? Yeah. And it's just so...
It's very rare.
I don't know.
Yeah. Where are you going to perform next, Gabe? Because I know you're going to start pushing this song. So you got late night shows lined up?
We're talking to some people now. I mean, really, this came out of nowhere, you know, so we dropped it without saying anything, setting it up. So we're going to start setting it up now, but, you know, right now I'm performing here on your show.
Yeah, you are. And all of Cobra Starship is together still.
Yes,
everybody's
absolutely.
Coming back.
Yeah.
You need to invite him to your new house, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly, I've never even been to your house, period.
Never in my house at all.
Yeah.
Well, she
they assume that I have a tour bus parked in front of my house every night. It's the truth. I would tell you.
He's never been to the house before.
I've only been to the condo.
My secret condo. My swinging condo.
Harry Styles is actually there right now.
Yeah. Gabe Saporta, thank you so much for world premiering this song.
Thank you.
Can we go to iTunes and buy it yet?
Yeah
last right night.
Never Been in Love. Featuring Icona Pop.
That's a jam.
But mostly right featuring Gabe.
Yay.
That's all that matters. Get it while you can.
See what we're up to by checking out KidNation.com. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Maybe you got the
keys. Now shut up and drive. You heard us tease it all last week. It's time to play Road Trip Roulette, brought to you by Cooper Tires.
Yeah, we're about to spin our roulette wheel. On it are the numbers 1 through 9.
Got it.
Now, look at your odometer in your car. We're expecting you to be in your car playing, right? If you hear the number that your odometer starts with, be the 13th caller to win $250.
On Friday, our 5 winners will be entered to win the grand prize.
No. Ow. You know what? Let's just spin the wheel.
Let's spin the wheel.
Am I reading the wrong thing?
Yes. See where it says execution of the road trip?
Got it. Let's spin the wheel.
Man, long roulette wheel.
One.
Okay, we landed on one.
Well, I could win.
Yes, okay. All right, so look at that odometer. We just landed on the number 1. So if your odometer starts with that number...
Got it.
Could have any kind of mileage that starts with 1, right? Give us a call right now at 800... Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
Or I could read the number that's written here, which is wrong, but I'll go with 800-5-GEEK-IT. Nobody knows our phone number up here. This whole contest is falling apart.
I need a set of tires, man.
13th caller, by the way.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So look, the daily winners are going to win this $250, and you're entered to win the grand prize. It's a $500 Visa gift card, 4 Cooper tires, 2 Tervis tumblers, Ray-Ban sunglasses, Yeti Roadie cooler, and a $50 iTunes gift card that you can use to download Cobra Starship's new song with Icona Pop after Gabe just left.
Never been in love.
Love you, Gabe.
It's almost Labor Day, and if you're planning a trip, hit up roadtrippers.com. And click on Cooper Tire's 100 Minutes from Home page for a list of fun attractions right in your backyard. Not literally in your backyard.
That was what we've read to
the
winner.
That's what you tell to the winner, Al.
Yeah.
But maybe we're just tired because we had a lot going on Sunday.
Busy weekend.
Yes.
Busy.
Concerts and Bible study was my weekend.
Yep.
That was my weekend.
It wasn't a whole weekend.
We all had the same weekend.
Yeah.
Basically. I did an extra concert, though, in there.
I'm so jealous.
Last second. I got a call from my buddy, and he said, hey, I have Aerosmith tickets.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, man, if Aerosmith is one of those shows you have to check out.
Yeah.
I didn't go. I mean, I've seen them so many times.
See, and I haven't, and I love them. And I ran into JC Friday night, and he had gotten out of the concert. And I was like, how was it? And he was like, oh, it was awesome. Ran into Lee Leipzner, head of Columbia Records, our good buddy, and brought JC down to the front row.
Kelly, I was in the, in the back up high. And, and he gave me, he goes, hey, I have 4 extra tickets. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, cool. I'm sure they'll be pretty good. No, front and center.
That's awesome.
It was so close that half of the concert, I was hoping that Steven wouldn't spit on me or spray water on me, because he does that a lot during the show. And I almost caught the Steven Tyler harmonica when he threw it out on the, into the crowd. Yeah, he finished singing, and then his harmonica solo, takes it out, chucks it. I put my left hand up, and it's coming right at me.
Missed it.
Slow motion.
Yeah.
And then the people behind me obviously won it as well, so they hit my hand. I feel it just graze the top of my middle finger.
As an athlete, JC, there is no excuse.
No, if it touches your hand.
I should have taken that harmonica down.
I didn't high point it, Jenna. That was my fault. I didn't high point it.
If anything, you should have tipped it up and then gone up and gone.
My coach used to tell me, if it touches your finger, you can catch it.
Yeah. I know. That's my fault.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm looking at this thing hit my finger, and I'm slow motion watching it go over my head and hit the guy behind me square in the forehead.
That's when you pick it up.
And I tried. Oh, it turned into a whole ordeal.
Oh, that's like women going for the bouquet.
Yeah, lady got it, I think.
Even worse.
Some lady got it.
Yeah.
Man.
So you got Aerosmith action.
Got Aerosmith action. Then we had, before the One Direction concert.
Yes.
We had to get in some Bible study.
I said I was going to prepent.
Yeah.
I think I made up that word, prepent, for my antics at One Direction by going to Kelly's father, Jerry's Bible study.
We have highlights from that.
This is the day.
Yes, sir.
That the Lord has made. I am rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. And Brother Al said,
amen.
I like that, Al.
Amen.
Watching your dad do that live in person was probably a highlight of mine.
Oh, really?
Because I've heard it so many times. But watching him do it in person with that deep voice that he has and that command that he takes of the room.
Yeah, he's a booming presence, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I enjoyed that.
Was your dad happy with his?
Yeah, you know, he had his goal was 41.
Uh-huh.
And if y'all hadn't have been there, we had 32.
Mm-hmm.
That was the final head count. You know, that gives him something to strive for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he just had 41 came to him. He's like, that's the number I'm shooting for. So, thank y'all for coming.
Well, he memorized everybody's name in there. So
Boy,
that was
impressive.
Amazing, wasn't it? He remembered something about everybody. That was pretty good.
Yeah, because I have such a hard time remembering.
But you see how much it means to people?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's so cool.
You can see people when he remembers, you can see people almost sit up straighter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like,
that's a good thing.
Jerry knows me. And
people pay attention.
Thing. Yeah.
People just want to be heard and be acknowledged, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a good heart, and the Sunday school class hopefully will continue to grow. Y'all are welcome to come back anytime.
That's a long way to go for a biscuit.
I know. I'm saying anytime.
but I appreciate the biscuits.
Biscuits are not normal. That's a special occasion.
Like your daddy said, you feed them, they'll come.
Yeah.
And we did.
Kelly was so surprised to see me when I showed up.
Well, I knew you were coming, but you were early.
I know. I was dressed up.
That was the hard part is what do I wear? I feel like with this job, I have a lot of jeans and a lot of nice dresses, but nothing that's church going.
Did you wear the same thing to One Direction that night?
Yep.
No way. Oh. I didn't. No. No way. I had to change up.
Yeah. We finally attended a One Direction show.
Mm-hmm.
We.
Well, this
Kelly,
is the thing. The last time...
Kelly's been, right?
I've been a couple times.
Kelly's been to a couple. I went to the last show when they were here, and I just by chance, being backstage, got to meet Harry Styles and then never heard the end of it because Kelly wasn't there yet. I don't know what happened. And then when she found out that I met him and she didn't, she was... Well, you weren't mad at me, but you were more mad at the situation.
Well, the thing is, here at the show, Kelly and I are known to be One Direction fans.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. I like them. And Jenna, you dig the guys, but you don't have the CD.
No.
Neither do I. But
you download a few songs on iTunes. Let's just be honest.
I got a couple songs.
You go whatever. You know every word to every song.
If it's boy band, you're all about it.
Yeah, I got these songs.
No shame.
I bought the poster and gave it to my daughter when I really wanted the poster. It was really for me.
And it was one of those where Kelly and I had never met Harry Styles yet. Or any of the guys.
I hadn't met any of them. We talked to Harry on the phone.
And so it was, I didn't know if we were going to get to go back there because, you know, we had already gotten tickets and they were really good tickets. And I didn't want to push it past that.
I wasn't about to ask. I was just going to take what was given. And
did you pray to get backstage while we were having Bible study?
I sure did, Al. I sure did. And it was one of those where I text Lee, who was our friend who got us the tickets. And it was like, hey, hope to see you today.
We're here.
Yeah, no. Hope to see you today. Gotcha. And he goes, awesome. I said, all right, maybe I need to push a little bit more. So I wrote back and said, will I get to see you today? And he goes, absolutely.
Okay.
You trying to...
Because Lee is going to be backstage.
Yeah, that's where I left it. I was like, okay, I'm not going to push past that.
This is the thing. You take him at his word. He follows through. He said...
Always.
A year ago, he was like, next time they come, trust me, Kelly, we'll get her pictures. So I knew, I was pretty certain that would happen.
And I never mentioned it to him.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be that person.
Don't worry. It to us.
Oh, don't worry. I did multiple times.
Because everybody would say, oh, Kelly, you're going to meet him. I was like, I don't know. I haven't talked to Lee about it. I don't want to be that person.
Right.
I don't want to be a nag.
It's just, you don't want to bother them.
So I'm just going to accept it. And Emma Kelly came. And if I didn't build her up for anything, because I don't, you know, especially you don't want your child to be disappointed.
Yeah.
So.
But I was, Kelly and Jenna were already sitting at the seats. Kinsey and I showed up after they did because Kinsey was a social butterfly talking to everybody. And as soon as we showed up, this girl comes out because Kelly was trying to text me. She's like, I'm trying to text you. They're going to take us back there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, I screwed it up for everybody because I wasn't here. I'm sorry,
just
you guys.
You just need to hurry up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have screwed it up for us. You would have screwed it up for you. We would have left a man down.
Okay, good. That's fine.
Sorry.
We would have waited for you?
No way.
Yeah.
No.
I completely thought you
were. And I wouldn't be mad if you didn't wait for me if I was late.
Harry Styles is waiting, or should we wait for JC?
I love that you think we would have given up the chance to go.
I ruined it for everyone. No, for yourself.
So this... They come and grab us, and they take us backstage.
Yeah.
And when you're walking backstage, it's still surreal to see the actual celebrities back there.
Right.
Because we're walking there, and I see somebody off in the distance. And I looked at Jenna, and I was like, I think that's Harry Styles. But I couldn't tell if it was him, because I still didn't expect to see him just chilling.
There's nobody in the dressing room or eating somewhere.
I'm like, be cool. Let's
see. So Jenna tells me to be cool, so I'm like, okay. So she's next to Kinsey. I'm slightly in front of Jenna, and I'm walking up, and I hear what I thought it was, JC. It was one of those where I...
What'd you hear?
JC.
Oh, I thought you were trying to do your British accent.
No.
JC.
No, I just heard JC.
Cheers, JC.
But it didn't process in my head, because even though we have this job, I still don't expect any of those people to know who we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe somebody gave them our names. I don't know.
Did you have on my hello, my name was JC, name badge? From Bible study?
No, I
took that off.
I'm sure you got the heads up we were coming back.
And mine said Jose, by the way.
Remember? Oh, okay.
And he said, what's up, JC? And my inside my head wants to process. I'm freaking out. Like, oh, my God. This is inside my head. Oh, my God. Harry Styles knows my name.
And what's outside?
Outside, I'm like, yo, what's up, Harry?
He was kind of It was so funny. JC was trying so hard to work a connection with Harry.
Of course. Dang it.
Yeah.
So, JC, your water spilled near your computer. Get that up. Get that up. I don't know. Get it up. I just saw it. Here.
Oh, need to pay
sorry, I just need to get that. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
No, JC's trying to, just any conversation started. Mm-hmm. So, did you stay at the hotel last night? I heard there were a lot of girls at the hotel. Just try anything.
Duh. Why not?
He's like, and for all the girls that thought Harry's in the hotel, he wasn't. He was staying at a friend's house.
Yep.
Yeah, he stayed at a buddy's house.
Mm-hmm.
He got some little inside scoop.
Yeah.
They said he'd rather stay with friends than stay in a hotel.
Did you offer up your house?
Gives you a sense of home and comfort.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, for next time.
I told him, I was like, next time you could stay at my house.
But he's tall, You know, you don't always, because we've met so many celebrities and you expect him to be little shrimpy things.
He's not that tall.
Well, he's tall for a celebrity.
He's about 5'11". No,
he's at least 6'1", 6'2".
He's a little bit shorter than me.
I'm 5'5", and he's like maybe 4 inches taller.
That's because he's having to lean away so he went and poked in the eye by the brim of your hat. It makes him look shorter.
Liked my hat.
He did like your hat.
See, and I served as photographer. I have to say, I got real forward because we talked to him for like a minute or two, and there's always kind of that awkward, you know, our record rep wasn't there to facilitate like the photo, and he had to go on stage. And so he's like, well, great chatting with you guys, whatever. And I'm like, oh, can we get a picture? So I just started, I was like, JC, go. And I knew you wanted an individual. JC, go. Kinsey. All right. Kelly. Emma Kelly.
Yeah, because he said something about coming back, but that's real iffy.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. We needed to get the photos.
But no, no, coming back, that's why Jenna said, no, go ahead and get him. You're right. He's 5'11", it says. I guess he's just bigger in my eyes.
The one thing about, because Jenna did take a picture and we all posted our pictures. I get up this morning and I got a message from a buddy, and all it says is, bro. and it's me on some One Direction Twitter fan site, and it says, Harry Styles with a fan. And it's a picture of me and Harry, and I just got my buddy going, bro.
It's true,
really?
Though.
Really?
And JC's trying to do cool face with Harry. Harry's smiling like a normal human being. JC's got like, I'm so cool, I ain't gonna smile. I'm gonna give you the quirky mouth.
Look at that picture.
The problem is
Kid TV.
I look so stupid when I smile with people. I look dumb.
No, you don't.
I do.
Yeah,
I
look, just smile.
I look stupid.
Just smile like him. He's got a nice little smile going. You got that smirk on like, this ain't no big deal.
I got stuck in between smirk and smiling.
Yeah.
Instead of acting too cool, you got to go total fangirl over it.
No, that's never worked on me.
See, and I have my daughter. I can't embarrass my daughter. So I stayed pretty chill.
Right.
I said, by the way, Harry, no pressure. This is my Christmas card. So we posed. And then McKelly's like, nice to meet you, Harry. She was fine. She couldn't wait for Niall to get out there. Niall is McKelly.
This is weird.
And
I've never
mentioned
seen
him before. She's in passing. Like, her cool thing is, if I like something, she doesn't like it, you know, no matter what it is. So when I brought home the One Direction poster thinking she'd, you know, freak out over it, oh, Mom, always. Mm. So here comes Niall. Niall's not there.
And she's asking Harry.
Harry's walking by. She's like, when's Niall coming out? Because he's walking away. She's afraid that they're going to go on stage and she's not going to see Niall. Here comes Niall. And I could see her. She got really excited, but she was still kind of chill. And Niall's going down the line, Emma Kelly's last. And he goes, you know, he reaches, there's a cute little 7-year-old girl. He's going to bend down and give her a hug.
Right.
I'm so glad I had my camera on.
She lunged at him.
She tackled him.
Grabbed his waist, wrapped both arms around him, and just and buried her face like in his belly and would not let go. And at first it's kind of like, oh, isn't that cute? And he finally leaned down to her and said, are you all right? She wouldn't let go.
That's that raspberry hug.
Gets it from her mama.
That raspberry grab.
I was so proud that I was there to witness her first fangirl moment. Because, you know, those are things you... I mean, it was just like
I'll never forget it.
I'll never forget that. And then she smiled and took a normal picture and she said, Mommy, that's my Christmas card.
Ooh. And I'd say the coolest part was then he turned to walk away and they were just like walking out onto the stage and we hear, Kid Craddock in the morning... And that was that he apparently sings our jingle all the time because he can't get it out of his head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lee Leicher said that he always sings Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, there's two tour buses there. Harry's on one, Gabe Supporters on the other one. Both of them are saying, Kelly!
I'd have to go with Gabe. Not for anything, you know, kinky, because he's married, and I respect that. But, you know, I just have more history.
That's good, because I was already on Harry's bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Through the crowd.
Yeah.
Now shut up and drive. All right, we got a caller.
We do have a caller. Say hello to Lauren Gonzalez. Shout out. Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi. Now.
Hi, Mr.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
We spun the roulette wheel. And we landed on what number, Jenna?
One. What does your odometer say, Lauren?
111530.
You got a
lot of miles on that car.
100,000 miles.
Well, guess what?
What?
You're our winner today. Tell her what you want, Kelly.
Yes.
Well, today you won a $250 gift card, but you're entered to win the grand prize. Is it $250 gift card or $250? It's $250.
I call Paul, so I have someone screwing in the background with me.
It's a $250 gas card.
Oh, great.
And then entered for the $500 Visa card
that
week.
The $500 Visa gift card is the grand prize. You re-entered that. And you have a lot of chances to win because there are only going to be a few names in there. You also get 4 Cooper tires. How are your tires hanging in?
Oh, they're, hanging.
Yeah, I know. I mean, after 100,000 miles, you're probably needing them. Yeah.
Okay, so she's entered for all this grand prize stuff for the end of the
week.
Right. Awesome.
And don't forget, hit up roadtrippers.com, click on Cooper Tires, 100 minutes from homepage for a list of fun attractions right in your backyard.
You got all that, Lauren?
Thank you.
Lauren, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, where are you heading this morning?
Addison, Texas.
What do you?
I'm heading to work.
Oh, okay.
What do you do?
I live in the Colony, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do in Addison?
I work for a title company.
That sounds fun.
A law firm company.
Nice. Yes. Well, congratulations, girl.
Thank you for making us part
of
your commute in the morning.
Much.
You're welcome,
thank
Lauren.
You.
Good luck with the grand prize.
This is Gabe from Cobra Starship, and you're on with my mistress, Kelly Raspberry, only on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wow.
Yeah, we had Gabe Saporta in the studio earlier.
Surprised the heck out of Kelly. I've never heard you scream like that, Kelly.
I know.
It was more a horror scream, like, I wish somebody would have told me.
We'll have the full interview up at KidNation.com if you want to check it out.
But now it's time to get down to business.
Ow!
I didn't just bring in any detective.
Yeah.
I searched far and wide. Well, I searched down the street because they filmed the show Cheaters right here in town. So I brought in Detective Gomez from Cheaters. And he is here to help me find out who stole my tequila.
Hey, Detective Gomez. Good morning. Oh,
sorry.
Turn on his mic. That was like climactic.
Again.
Yep.
And now that'll get to us.
Good morning, Gomez.
Good morning.
There you go.
Yeah, can we call you Gomez? Like, we're detectives, too.
Sure. You can call me Gomez, Detective Gomez. Or
So what's going on, Gomez?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Doing good, man.
What's the 411 on the perp, Gomez?
Yeah.
Well, I hear we have a crime here in the
we do.
Radio industry.
Yes, we do. And remind me at the end, because I got to ask you a question about the police.
Okay.
But this is the bottle of tequila that was tampered with.
This is evidence, Exhibit A.
This is Exhibit A, Detective Gomez. Now, right here at my feet, I have a shelf that has had three bottles of full tequila.
Okay.
All right.
And let's just say Al's at fault for leaving it there.
Is that right?
For weeks, untouched.
It's my property. It's in my area.
It is. Unlocked, though. That's really...
That's your
his
fault,
bad,
Al.
Right?
This is our desk, yeah.
That's true. But also, there's a sense of privacy at your desk.
Yeah. Implied privacy, right.
Yeah, you would think that.
Thank you, Gomez.
Now, Gomez, this tequila thief has been teasing us on social media.
I heard about that.
On sending tweets.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very smart.
Yeah.
Well, it could be somebody that's actually, I hate to say, like, just kind of screwing with him a little bit.
Right.
Or it could be somebody who really actually drank the liquor. Because I'm looking at the bottle right now, a lot of liquor was
consumed.
Nice.
Almost the entire bottle.
It doesn't make sense why they wouldn't just take the whole thing.
Right.
Because I don't think Al might have noticed if the whole bottle was gone. That was obviously left so you would know. Not only did we take it.
Right.
We took it right out of the bottle.
They're messing with me.
Yeah.
Now, where'd you get this bottle from? Did this bottle mean something to you?
Yes. Yeah. It's very sentimental because not only is it my favorite brand of tequila, Centenario Añejo. I mentioned it on the air maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and a listener heard me, and out of the kindness of their heart, they brought this by here for me to consume at my leisure.
Okay.
Now, I had not consumed it yet. I was just kind of touched that someone took the time to bring it to me.
Very nice.
So I stored it down here. All right? I'm in a house of friends. I'm among friends. We're in the trust tree.
And you made it known to everybody that this person is giving you this tequila.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he left it here for like 3 weeks without touching it.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, one morning... It was consumed down to this. I mean, there's nothing left in the
bottle.
Don't touch
it.
I'm not touching it.
Now, Detective Gomez, when a crime is committed, do you first look at the people closest to the victim?
Well, we look at the people who had access to this door right here.
Okay.
Because if the tequila was here, then somebody in this room may have.
Who's your prime suspect right now, just off the cuff?
Just off of those facts alone.
The person closest to the tequila?
Right, yeah. Right.
That would be Kelly.
So Kelly Raspberry.
Everybody keeps saying it's me.
Prime suspect.
What's the first step for you in investigating this matter?
Well, the first thing is to get a list of names of people who were closest to the tequila, had access to this room, first of all. And then, and also the people that knew about the tequila.
Right. Mm-hmm. When's the cavity search?
No cavity
no?
search.
Okay, just make sure.
Unless they're going to store the tequila there.
Okay.
Wipe that smile off your face.
And you would interview them?
You interview them, ask them questions. And the other thing is, when did this happen? Did
it happen? A week ago today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was Monday night.
It happened in one night.
Between the time we left the show on Monday and
when we came in on Tuesday.
Can I read you two clues from their Twitter handle? One of them is, they found me on the floor, then they drank me until they were on said floor. Audio and visual clues will follow. Have not heard those audio or visual clues. Mm-hmm. And then this one says, on August 22nd, last night the guilty party tried to use intimidation tactics to silence the truth. They have failed.
Ooh. Mm. So somebody's talking somewhere, right?
Somebody
knows something.
Can we not just trace that IP address?
Can we do that?
I think it's just somebody trying to be funny.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think that may not be the perp.
Well, you know how you could put a reward out, give the other bottle away as a reward.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. Now,
oh, yes, incentivize people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now let me ask you this, Detective Gomez from Cheaters. Mm-hmm. What is the proper prosecution tactic? I mean, when I want to actually press charges, when I do find this person, mm-hmm. I'm going to press criminal charges against them. All right? I want them to go down.
Well, what's the value of the bottle?
Retail, this bottle is probably $60. Retail. Now, wait a minute. It's got sentimental value, too.
Correct. Well, that doesn't count.
You have emotional pain.
Yes. This was brought to me by a listener.
Pain and suffering.
And plus everything that I've had to go through this last week, not knowing who's in here violating my space.
Yeah, the sentimental value doesn't really count in the real world, sorry to say. It means
suffering.
A lot to you. You're right. I need some punitive damages.
Would you say it's probably not worth spending the money on the legal fees for something that's only worth $60?
Well, you wouldn't. Well, actually, the local police department would actually pick up the legal fees because it's technically a crime to someone.
I've got a dream team of attorneys waiting to take on this case.
Wasting taxpayers' money.
It's not wasting. It's a crime.
It's a crime because he feels violated. I mean, he's been. I guess his privacy has been violated a little bit, right?
I got Gloria Allred on the ready.
Of course. Plus, we'll pay taxes once every 5 years, Jenna.
Yeah.
You do stuff.
I mean, what are they looking at for this? Some hard time, like 3 to 5 years?
Well, maybe 3 to 5 minutes.
Come on, Detective, go. This is serious business.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get anybody in jail or in prison for that. They might get a citation worth about $200.
Satisfaction of knowing they were caught and didn't
get
away.
Yeah.
And also, if they did this, maybe they've done something before.
Uh-huh.
You know
they have.
If they do, might be preventing a more serious crime because it all starts with baby steps, right?
That's right.
And the thief will get more brazen and more violent.
What if they did it with a gun in their hand?
There you go. Then it's a felony.
Aggravated. See? Yeah. All right.
Okay,
all right.
So what do you want to do?
Yeah, what do we do first?
Well, the other thing is, I mean, everybody here has their own right to privacy, right? So if somebody came up here and took your lipstick or something like that, you'd have a problem with it, right?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't notice.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Or someone took Kelly's maybe jewelry over there or something like that.
Yeah.
No problem with it. So, you know, y'all could put some hidden cameras in here or something like that if you wanted
to. It's too late now.
I love that we have a TV show like six cameras in here,
right.
But we don't have them
they
rolling
turned on.
At all times. Yeah.
Right.
CheaterSpyShop.com. You can go there and get
Cheater Spy Shop. All right.
And get a hidden camera.
Nice.
Are you going to interrogate some of the prime suspects?
Are we going to interrogate anybody in here right after?
Well, you should start with Kelly Asbury.
Why don't you go ahead
Everyone
and ask.
Seems to think it's me, so I'll answer any question because I have no guilt.
Why don't you go ahead and ask a couple of questions.
Kelly, did you go out that night?
God, Monday night, a week ago? Probably not. I don't remember, but it was a school night, so no.
You don't remember?
Hmm.
You don't recall?
I'm assuming I was home.
You need an alibi.
Aha! No alibi.
Do you have somebody that knows that you were at home that night?
My daughter and McKelly. Mm.
She would lie for her mother, though.
Accomplice.
She would probably lie for her mother. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the family testifying against each other.
My nights are so mundane that one bleeds into the next, so I probably was home.
Would you take an alibi from this little girl? I don't think so.
Her first words were die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, do you go out? Do you drink a little?
Oh, Jenna's up.
You know, I do on Friday nights.
Okay.
But my whereabouts were accounted for on Monday because I was being dumped.
Mm.
Oh. That's true.
That's another story.
That could be motive. That could be motive. She got dumped and she needed to drown her sorrows in my tequila.
I don't think I would have come up here and done that.
Suddenly the tables have turned.
And
Jen has motive.
Mr. JC here.
What, because I'm Mexican?
Just a Mexican guy.
Just a question.
Okay.
It is tequila.
Don't get offended. Just asking your question.
Go ahead.
Where were you Monday?
I don't know.
Do you have an alibi?
I should have an alibi. Oh, yeah, I know where I was. Where? I was watching A Bachelor in Paradise with my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Again, the wife is not obligated to testify.
Were y'all drinking together or anything like
no.
that?
No.
have a good time together.
We had a glass of wine.
And where is The Bachelor in Paradise being filmed right now?
Mexico.
Aha!
There you go.
Al, quit doing the detective's job.
Oh, sorry.
It's his job. Yeah, I was at home watching TV.
Okay, so you're at home watching TV.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit of football, too.
Now, I think it's someone in the building in close mm-hmm. proximity to us, but it's not one of us.
Or the cleaning people.
Yeah, the first clue we got here is you don't have to look very far to find the liquid mamacita that you seek. Some would argue it's the closest crew member.
Ooh.
Again, it might be somebody random trying to...
Well, the other thing is it takes a lot of trouble to walk through that door, walk all the way over there,
mm-hmm.
go under there,
word,
pick it up, drink...
A lot.
What, 90% of the bottle
yes.
is gone? That takes a lot.
There's no way it was one person or they'd be dead if they drank that in one night.
It just doesn't make sense unless they like maybe put it in their thermos to take home for later.
Right.
But mm-hmm. why wouldn't you try to just take a little bit and then swap it out with water? I don't understand why somebody's so blatant about it.
Because mm-hmm. they want to get caught.
I think it was I hate to point fingers, and I'm just saying I believe, and I have no way to prove it, that it was somebody that does the cleaning around here. Because the trash can is right next to your mm-hmm. tequila bottles.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones that have reason to look down there on the floor and see that it was there.
Right.
So I think the only thing you need to do is find out who was on the cleaning crew that night.
Can we dust it for fingerprints?
Hold on 1 second, too. Because, Detective?
Uh-oh. Yes, go ahead.
Remember when Al claimed another thing was stolen from him? What? Remember this?
But for now, we're just going to welcome in Kelly Raspberry.
Are you going to hit me?
Banana stealing Kelly Raspberry.
There was a fight that just broke out right before we went on the air. They're yelling at
each
other.
You're going to apologize to me when you find your banana.
Let's go to Nick by Al's truck.
Hey, guys, I'm upstairs next to Al's truck. And Al, where did you say the banana was going to be if it wasn't here?
If it wasn't there, it'd be in the passenger side. That's where I threw the bag.
And the banana is in the car, Al.
It's what?
The banana fell in between the seat and the door. It hit from the
Remember that, Al?
Okay, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is my theory.
Maybe what?
It's nothing to do with this case. Kelly ran upstairs, threw her banana in my truck, and then stole my banana. Totally irrelevant, detective. Totally irrelevant.
That's a little different, a banana and liquor.
Yeah. Plus, you know, back to value, even though this is a $60 bottle, this sells for about $10 per shot.
Ooh,
and that would probably be in the neighborhood of about 15, 20 shots. So,
Al, you could have drank it yourself and forgot.
No, didn't happen. I'm telling you, we need to dust this bad boy for fingerprints.
Didn't we make it on tequila day? We made some margaritas and we had a couple shots.
This was after.
I know exactly what night this happened.
One thing about liquor, people know their liquor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. People know when the liquor's drink or it's not.
Yeah.
So,
Are you gonna dust that thing and take prints?
How many people have touched the bottle?
Just Al.
Just me.
I haven't. I don't think I've touched it at all.
I've never
touched it. But basically, if there's anybody's print on it besides mine,
that's the culprit.
Yes, I got.
Well, how about the person that handed it to you when they delivered it?
Or that person.
Is it expensive to run fingerprint testing?
It's not too expensive.
No.
It's going to cost the taxpayers money.
What about hair testing? Is that expensive? I heard that's expensive.
Yes, it's pretty expensive.
That is?
I think it's pretty
so fast. you'll take fingerprints, and you'll also look up the IP address on that Twitter handle thing?
Yeah, we can try and look that up and see if that comes up.
So you're going down.
I bet it's
you're
going down.
Who you are, but you're going down. We will find you.
And you work with cheaters?
Yes, cheater television. Yes.
How many times have you followed Al?
Okay, so the last question I have to...
That's actually why he's in here.
Yeah.
The last question I have to ask you is this.
Okay.
When a police officer knocks on someone's door,
mm-hmm.
they say, open up, police. Right. Right?
Or police.
And this is so...
No, it's police.
Thank you! And why?
So that people can hear it. Because you say police... they don't catch it, but if you go police, they get the whole.
So you're saying that's in training.
That is, Kelly. I'm telling
you, Academy 101.
Yeah, because they train to knock on the door. You got to say police. Because if you just say police, then they can't.
Sounds like police.
Do I hear apologies here in the room?
Yeah. Sorry,
no, I will never apologize to you.
I apologize.
Could you never apologize to me about the banana?
Because what'll happen? You'll knock on the door and they go, "Who is it?" Police. They go, "Who is it?" Police. Okay.
Oh, now
they open. Then they open.
Yeah.
5-0.
I think you and Al are in cahoots, and that's not true.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.